hit music plays next. Nile FM.
مسابقة جديدة من نوعها؟ هنقول لك حاجة عن التفكير تريحك. في مسابقة مرتبك في مكالمتك، اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 093126 أو من أي محمول على 1776. مسابقتنا من غير سحب لكن بتجميع أكبر عدد نقط، والجايزة مرتب شهري 1000 جنيه لمدة سنتين.
مرتب شهري 1000 جنيه لمدة سنتين.
ومسابقتنا شهرية، يعني كل شهر معانا فايز. اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 093126 أو من أي محمول على 1776.
Lena Springs, the first and exclusive environmental friendly compound with a lavish and complex lifestyle that offers a wide natural landscape, cascading waterfalls, smart home technology, recreational facilities, and more. Dial 01000-99121. Lena Springs, more than just a home, more than just a compound.
Begin transmission. Mix commencing. Mash commencing. Mix and Mash, Thursdays, 8 p.m. Mixed by Zach. Your station, your music. Nile FM. End transmission.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
I wanna be the one. Keisha Cole, Heaven Sent on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. That one going out to Yara from Ahmed. Thank you so much for the request. I'm going to try and get to them all, and we're just getting bombarded on the SMS board because we're asking you, what is your definition of a soulmate?
I have a very interesting definition.
This is very
the cutest. Yeah. It is for Ale from Sarah. And it says, your soulmate is the person you go to the gym with and get sweaty and still love one another on the way home in the car.
That's brilliant.
It is so simple, but it's so brilliant.
It is brilliant. Rita says, someone who is perfect for you and vice versa. I don't know what that says.
Dr. Heba?
Yeah.
She's saying, is the one when I feel lost in this crazy life, I can just find myself in his eyes. I want to say to Hanny, I love you.
Oh, that is so sweet. Billy wants to say, I love Shine, I won't rest till our souls reunite. Please air this. Well, I did. She's my soulmate. Wabba says, the one who loves you to be you. Let's see. Darkane says, soulmate is simply a best friend that happens to be a girl, the opposite sex generally. My definition of a soulmate is someone who completes you, someone who understands, someone who's your best friend, and someone who would sacrifice everything for you. Soulmate, maybe you can find someone, I don't know, it's weird because it's all chopped up.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay, this one is from Sharif Abu Layla.
Ah, okay.
And he's saying nothing called soulmate because you can find someone very near from you in style, way of thinking, emotions, or how to act in different status, but nothing called soulmate.
No, I disagree.
Okay, Aaron is going to take that one at hand.
I'm going to disagree. My definition of a soulmate, and everyone knows I'm a big dork, okay, that listens to my other show.
That makes you so sweet and cute. Okay, shoot. What's your definition of a soulmate?
A soulmate to me is you're perfect. No one is perfect, but it's your perfect. It's the version of your perfect, the person that you feel in your heart is perfect for you, right? This is the person that knows you will not touch carpet with your feet and will go get your slippers and doesn't think you're crazy because of that. They understand that you don't like anything on your pizza but cheese, and they don't think you're crazy for that. They stick up for you when their friend says something rude to you. They love you even though you're a little chubby. And they don't care. This person was going to buy you a cat when your cat ran away because they knew how much you missed your cat. They know you love Toblerone and hippopotamuses. And it's the person that doesn't want you to shed a tear because they're too precious. Tears are too precious. They're the person that when you hold their hand, it fits perfectly. Not only your hand, but your heart too. It fits your heart perfectly like a puzzle piece. Someone who loves karaoke as much as you do. And that person who would give up his whole entire life because you make each other happy. That's my definition of a soulmate.
I don't think I'm going to go into my definition. but Aaron, if that is real, if that is a real story, a true story, you're very lucky.
I told you.
Yeah, well, I'm not being pessimistic here.
I know. Don't be pessimistic.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that a lot of people go through life. They have a lot of feelings and nice and pleasant experiences. But soulmate is something that is so up there, you know? So up there.
I think, in all honesty, though, since we're talking about love, you know when it's right for you. You know when you're in love. You know what I mean? Like, and I've told you this before. I've been in relationships where, okay, yeah, it was fun. We went out to dinner. Life was great. But you know when you meet that person that is the person for you. You just know. You know it in your heart. You know it in the back of your head, and you have no doubts.
Well, Aaron, so far I've only known the persons that are not right for me. No, I know how to spot those ones.
All right, here's what we're going to do since we just kind of read your definition of soulmate. We'll kick off hour number two,
okay.
Play some music.
And we go back to love.
And we'll go back to the whole five rules for dating.
All right, so definition of soulmate. Well, after what you said, it's going to sound so silly. I'm just going to define love.
All right, do that.
So if you're a psychologist, the way you define love, you're going to have to think of it as a triangle with three main angles. So you're going to have passion, intimacy, and commitment. When we talk about passion, it underlies physical desire. And this is just the physical side of love. Intimacy, and this is the very emotional aspect. This is the closeness and the connectedness and the warmth of friendship. And then finally, the commitment. And this is the part where you decide consciously and choose that we are together, we are a couple, and we're going to make this work. And I think this is a very simple way to define love. You have the physical side of it, and this is usually where you're stuck with the crush and the infatuation.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the intimacy side of it, and this is where you start with the attraction side of it, and the, you know, like the curiosity part of it, and somewhere hovering on the soulmate thing. And then you have the commitment part, where you know that this is the right one in your heart.
Well, you know what we'll do? We'll go ahead and kick off hour number two, play some music, and then we're going to get back into this...
Five stages of dating.
Five stages of dating. It's coming up right here on Kairos number one.
Now, After Dark with Aaron. On Kairos number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
It is hour number two. Hopefully you're hanging in there with us. We want to know what your definition of soulmate is. 6163. Eric Clapton kicking it off.
Nile FM.
precious than you. More precious than you. Girl, you are. Close to me, you're like my mother. Close to me, you're like my father. Close to me, you're like my sister. Close to me, you're like my brother. And you are the only one. You're my everything. And for you, the song I sing.
JoJo, formerly known as Jodeci, with All My Life on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You're listening to After Dark. I'm Aaron. In the studio with me, Mara Raja. And we wanted to know your definition of soulmate, because we're talking about love tonight. And I love love. It's another Aaronism. You know, I think everyone wants to find that perfect person that loves them just the way they are, and you love them back just the way they are, and you can just live happily ever after, you know, if there is such a thing as happily ever after. And I told you that my version of a soulmate is that one person that's perfect for you.
And you know in your heart.
And you know in your heart. And a lot of people are SMSing in, and
there are a lot of people who are skeptical, actually. let me take the skeptical messages.
Yeah, please do. I don't want to read those. Debbie Downer.
Let me take the skeptical ones. All right. Shorty is saying, I feel like people take advantage of the power of love and underappreciate it. People should take care of love, and if they can't, then it's just not there for them.
For them.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we have Donia. Oh, Donia's one is really tough. It's a false idea that evolved with people who had failed relationships but remain faithful that they will find the one. I don't believe in soulmates. I believe in someone being brighter for you than another. Okay, you find something nice to read. Okay.
Let's see. Some of these are just like...
Hello and hi. Here we go.
I like this one. Nora Morta. A soulmate is a person who you can sit with silently and feel like it's the best conversation you ever had.
That's so deep.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It is very beautiful. No definition of a soulmate. You just recognize him or her when you meet them. That I agree with.
Yeah.
But what if you don't end up marrying your soulmate? Then life becomes really hard and you switch to autopilot.
No, what's really bad is meeting your soulmate after you're already married.
What?
Yeah.
So
it's like you fell in love with someone and you thought this was the one. You got married. And then afterwards you met someone and you realized that this other someone is your soulmate.
Actually, this is one of my nightmares.
No. Okay, I'm a relationships expert with nightmares. And this is one of my nightmares.
Yeah. I don't think that's the case. I think when you meet that person, you know that they're the person for you. That's what I think. And stop being a downer.
It's not a downer, it's just being realistic. My feet are on the ground.
You know what? There's being realistic and then there's being pessimistic.
Yeah, well, no, it's not pessimistic. Love is there. You could get married. You're fine. But the soulmate thing and all the, you know, the fluff about it, I don't know.
I look at my parents and I know that they're soulmates.
Yeah.
I look at them and I know that there's such thing as soulmates because my dad cannot function without my mother. My mother cannot function without my dad, and they're perfect for each other.
And well, thank you for saying that for messed up teen, because that was his question. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
19-year-old.
You just... And I'll put my parents' business out there because they're not listening. I'm gonna go ahead and spit it out. My parents were married, okay? They were married for 28 years. They divorced each other, okay? Remarried different people. Realized that they couldn't live without each other and got remarried. That is crazy. That is, but it's the truth. They realized, okay, wait a minute. We were never meant to be apart from each other, so they remarried each other. That's how I know they're soulmates. Because you don't divorce someone and then remarry them again.
That takes a lot of guts.
I think so, too. It was kind of cool being at their wedding. Whatever the situation is, we're going to read more of these coming up and more of your requests. 6163 on the SMS if there's something you want to hear on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
Live the adventure, meet the Incredibles, and enter Disney on Ice with Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald, Pluto, and much more. And spend amazing moments in the Disneyland Adventure from the 26th of June till the 23rd of July, Mondays off in the Cairo Stadium Covered Hall. For more info, 012-22-14-111, 012-02-11-900, or 02-26-38-5-000. Organized by promoters, media sponsors, Nile and Nugum FM.
For the first time in Egypt and the Arab League, the Superstar Line, featuring Michael Jackson. Download Michael Jackson's full track songs and true tones on your mobile phone. Call 09000-205 from any landline. The Superstar Line brings to you the best of Michael. For all you fans out there, call 09000-205.
Nokia Express Music presents Nokia's DJ of the Year competition. Express your talent, press play, and mix your own 20-minute set.
Where?
At home.
And if I don't have my own decks?
Come down to Virgin Megastore, and we'll hook you up. Upload the set to the Nokia website, www.nokia.com.eg/mix. Get your friends to vote. Get into the final set of DJs from which DJ Ali and Fila will handpick a winner who gets to go with a friend to Ibiza. Nokia Express Music.
Music connects us. Press play.
Nokia, connecting people.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
are over. And life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last. The skies above the blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. A dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to. A thrill that
I'm hearing home, didn't want to leave. tell me how you're gonna be without me. If you ain't here, I just can't breathe. No air, no air.
Jordan Sparks, Chris Brown, No Air on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You're tuned in to After Dark. I'm Aaron. In the studio with me, Marwa. We're talking about love, the different types of love. Now we're actually going to get into the five stages of dating. But someone on our SMS board wrote the most beautiful thing.
It is so touching. I can't get over it.
Why don't you go ahead and read it?
All right. He said, mystery SMSer. I don't know if it's a he or a she. And she said, someone once told her that a long time ago, people had 2 heads, 4 feet, 4 hands, but only 1 heart. And then came a huge thunderstorm that divided each person's body. So now they have 1 head, 2 hands, 2 feet, and half of their heart. And that is why people now spend all their lives trying to find the other half of their heart. And that is the soulmate.
That's so beautiful.
It's amazing.
It's really nice.
It
is beautiful. All right, you know, the love stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta have dating to have love.
You know what, Aaron? If people listen mm-hmm. to those five stages of dating,
mm-hmm.
30% of the problems that I get would be solved.
All right, why don't
this
you go
like
ahead.
Like preventive measures.
Preventive measures. Preventative measures. All right, yeah, we have about 2 minutes for this talk break, so
okay.
let's do the best we can.
All right, so stage number one is attraction. This is the very first step of dating. This is where you experience your initial attraction to that potential partner. This is where you get curious and you like little things about that person. Now, the challenge in this first stage is to make sure that you get the opportunity to express that attraction and get to know that person. It is not enough to just have the attraction and leave it there. Otherwise, it would be a crush or infatuation or
right.
whatever things we said.
I will say this.
Uh-huh.
You know how you do that?
How?
You actually listen to the other person talking.
Mm-hmm.
If they ask you questions and it's not just one or the other doing all the talking, that means that they like you.
And they're bonding.
Exactly.
And here we go. And it's very important for that person, whether you're a woman or you're a man, to begin, you know, like thinking of what you're listening to. Is that the kind of person I want to be with? Are they up to my standard? Is that promising? Do I like what they're saying? Is there hope? Are they tuned on with me? Are they speaking the same language? Because a lot of people just go out with people just to avoid being alone.
What's that saying? You have to kiss a lot of frogs to meet your prince or something
oh, yeah.
like that?
please don't rub it in my face. Please. So the very first stage, this is the attraction phase. This is where you're getting to know one another. And I want to stress here that a lot of the emails that I get in this phase, they commit and they become exclusive. No. You are still examining your options. You're still looking into potential partners. You did not make up your mind yet. So take your time. Do not commit. You're attracted to someone does not mean you're in love with that someone.
Right.
Second stage. And this stage is very crucial. It is the stage of uncertainty. What do you know about that?
Uncertainty?
Mm.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
Everyone has that doubting period where they're like, okay, wait a minute. You know, am I making the right decision? Is this person the one who's cut out for me? Unless you meet your soulmate, then there's no doubt about it.
And here's another clue from Aaron about the soulmate.
You have no doubts whatsoever in your mind.
Yeah.
You know that you just know.
Yeah.
It's
well,
crazy.
If you're not that lucky, you have to follow what I'm saying.
All right, go again.
All right, so in stage two, you experience a shift from feeling attraction to feeling uncertain about that partner. Is that person right for me or not? Is this the right relationship for me or not? So when you're dating someone who seems really special to you, it is quite normal to suddenly begin wondering, do I want to continue dating that person or do I want to stop? The mistake here that happens is that when a man begins pulling away, the woman holds on, and then she drags, and then she clings, and she denies him his time and space to think. Now, my advice would be, because this is a common female mistake, my advice would be, give him time and he will come back. When he's pulling away, commit yourself to nurturing yourself without men. Concentrate on happy things. Work, girlfriends, go out, recreation, go to the spa, go shopping, do anything. Just don't sit by the phone and be desperate. Overcome that neediness and let your man come back to you.
Exactly. All right, I can't even talk. Blah, blah, blah.
Soulmate.
I know, soulmate. We want to know what your definition of soulmate is. Hit us up in the SMS 6163. Actually had a love dedication right now. It is from Masa to Sif. Hopefully I said that right. It's finally from Fergie right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Baby girl, I had a dream. Cinderella theme, crazy as it seems. Always knew that deep inside that there would come that day where I would have to wait, make so many mistakes. I couldn't comprehend as I watched it unfold. This classic story told, I left it in the cold. Walking through unopened doors that led me back to you, each one unlocking more of truth. I finally stopped tripping on my youth. I finally got lost inside of you. I finally know I needed to grow. And finally my mate lit my soul. Finally, now my destiny can begin. Though we will have our differences, something strange and new is happening. Finally, now my life doesn't seem so bad. It's the best that I've ever had. Give my love to him finally. The beginning you already knew. I acted like a fool, just trying to be cool, fronting like it didn't matter. I just ran away on another face, was lost in my own space. Found what it's like to hurt selfishly. I was scared to give of me, afraid to just please. I was in a jealous, insecure, pathetic place, stumbled through the mess that I had made. I finally got out of my own way. I finally started living for today. I finally know I needed to grow. Finally my mate fit my soul. Finally, now my destiny can begin. Something beautiful is happening. Finally, now my life doesn't seem so bad. It's the best that I've ever had. Give my love to him finally.
ماكدونالدز
مش ممكن، انت بتضحك عليا.
ليه بس هضحك عليك؟ انا ماكدونالدز.
عشان احنا لسه طالبينك دلوقتي.
صدقني يا حبيبي انا ماكدونالدز
مش فاتح. بابا قال لي ما تفتحش لحد قريب.
طب ممكن تنده لي بابا؟
بابا دخل يستحمى لحد ما الاكل يجي.
يا حبيبي انا الاكل، والله العظيم انا ماكدونالدز
برضو مش فاتح.
ماك دليفري 1391 اسرع دليفري في مصر و24 ساعه.
يلا بسرعة قدامك 60 ثانية تكسب عربية في مسابقة صيف 2008. تليفونك فين؟ دور عليه. اتصل من اي خط ارضي على 93821 او من اي محمول 1721 تكسب عربية ب60,000 جنيه. اتصل من اي خط ارضي على 93821 او من اي محمول 1721. معانا هتقضي احلى الاوقات وهتكسب احلى العربيات. عيش معانا احلى دنيا، هتكسب عربية 2008.
Then why does my hand fit yours this way? If you are not mine, then why does your heart return my call? If you are not mine, would I have the strength to stand at all? I never know what the future brings, but I know you're here with me. We'll make it through, and I hope you are the one I share my life with. I don't want to run away, but I can take it. I don't understand. If I'm not made for you, then why does my heart tell me that I am? Is there any way that I could stay?
To each his own.
like blue in the sky. The gaze of your willing eyes touch something deep inside. The truth be known that I love you like all little children love pennies. And I love you cause I know that I can't do anything wrong. You're where I belong. Like red on a rose.
Jackson, like red and a rose on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM. That one going out to all the country fans tonight. Had a lot of country requests. And Alan Jackson, he could sing anything, and I think he would make it make you be able to listen to it.
I did listen to it. If he could do that, then he's good.
Yeah, he's very good. We are talking about love tonight. We're talking about your definition of soulmates, and we're talking about the five kind of rules for dating.
Yeah, it's like stages.
Stages, exactly. If you just tune in, I'm Erin, by the way, in the studio with me, Marwa Raqqa, and she is the author of The Poison Tree, Planted and Grown Right Here in Egypt, and she's our relationship guru. I want to remind you, if you do have a problem with a relationship, Marwa is the person you want to talk to. She gives the best advice. You can check her out on her website, MarwaRaqqa.com. Hopefully I said that right.
Yeah.
Because I'm not reading it today. I have to read everything. I mess up everything, okay? I can't even spell Egypt, apparently. That's what happened last.
I heard that. It's like you were cheering, and then give me an E, and then, okay.
What's next? I didn't say I was the sharpest tool in the shed when it comes to stuff like that. I came to the conclusion a long time ago that I'm very socially intelligent. But sometimes book smart ignorant.
You should see me with numbers.
Yeah, I'm the same way. That's what online banking's for, my friend. All right, the five stages of dating. We went over attraction. We went over uncertainty. So what's next?
Next coming is exclusivity. So you see, when the attraction phase, you do not play exclusive. The guy owes you nothing. You owe him nothing. You're free to date other people. Explore your options. Try to find the best partner there is for you. Attraction is just the beginning. Uncertainty is very natural. And this is the second stage. And this is where the guy pulls away or you begin having doubts. This is totally normal. Thing is, avoid clinging. Avoid prosecuting the guy. Or avoid haunting the girl and stalking. Bad. And then, exclusivity. In stage 3, you feel the desire to date this person exclusively. You want this nice chance and opportunity to give and receive love in a special relationship without competition. You want to relax and have more time to share with your partner. And all of that energy that you spend trying to look for the right person, you are going to spend mutually loving and enjoying having this partner with you. Now, the danger in this stage is that some people would become too comfortable, and then they would stop doing the little things that would make your partner feel special. You sort of take your partner for granted. All the nice little things and the surprises and whatever you used to do to get their attention, you just take them for granted. And this is the first step of ending a relationship.
You know what? When you take someone for granted, and it happens in all relationships, you get comfortable, you get to this point where, okay, everything's great, so I don't need to work at it. But my dad and my mother told me a long time ago that with every relationship, it's not 50-50 like a lot of people think. It's 100-100 all the time. That's the only way it's going to work.
That is brilliant. You know what? I like your mom and dad.
They're funny. They're funny people.
No, but they have good wisdom quotes, you know. We should teach that.
That's just because they messed up with each other once and they don't want to let it happen again, you know.
So, yeah, exactly. What you need to do is invest completely in the relationship. Do not just take someone for granted. And it's very important to remember, do not become an overgiver. And some women, they fall for that. They would start giving and giving and giving and giving, and then they become your worst nightmare because they would resent you for not giving back or for not giving the way they want to be treated or given or whatever.
Exactly.
Now, the thing is, this is something about men. Most men, they thrive on being on the edge, on being able to provide for the woman they care about. They like working hard. They like planning surprises. They like hunting you. They like showing you interest. So if you're a woman and you're giving too much, or if you're a man and you're giving too much, you suffocate your partner. And they would just feel so like easy and would just lay back and don't work for it. Stage number 4 is intimacy.
This is a very important stage as well.
Mm-hmm. This is the most difficult stage. Attraction comes naturally. Uncertainty is a challenge, but you can get over it. And when we talk about exclusivity, this is like a very happy time in your life. Intimacy is scary. Somebody once told me that getting naked is easy, but bearing your soul is very difficult.
Well, it can make or break a relationship.
Exactly. The little part inside of you that you feel ashamed of, your wounds and your scars, the things that make you feel like a freak instead of a human being, your phobias, your past experiences, your baggage, everything that you're afraid of, this is the time to reveal in the intimacy. This is the opportunity in the stage to be yourself, completely yourself. The challenge is, most of the time you want to show your best self. The challenge is showing your not so good self, the rest of it. So this is a very difficult part, but I want you to understand that it's only natural that you would want to defend parts of yourself that you feel ashamed of. Men in this stage would usually pull back, and women in this stage would have the worst mood swings ever. And because it's all because of uncertainty. And always remember that love encompasses the good and the bad.
Oh, no doubt.
Cheer me up.
All right, we're going to play a couple more songs. We're going to come back and talk about stage 5, say goodnight, and then say goodbye. Right now, though, it's Heaven. It's the Candlelight mix from DJ Sammy. It's a Bryan Adams remake. It's probably one of my favorite remakes of all time. Had a request for Bryan Adams, but this one's a lot better. It's right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
love.